Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and this is the third module of our Partner Center SDK developer training. We're going to look at understanding how the Partner Center SDK works with the Crest API. So specifically, in this module, what we're going to cover is first talk a little bit about the Crest API. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the Crest API because it was just the previous API, the predecessor to the Partner Center API. So we're going to focus mostly on understanding what the Partner Center SDK is in comparison to the Crest API, how you would do authentication with the Partner Center API. And then I have a topic here called interop. And what that means is it's going to see how we can take existing Crest API applications and how we can use the Partner Center SDK in conjunction with the Crest API. So how we can mix and match stuff so we don't have to completely rebuild our stuff from scratch. So first, let's talk about the Crest API. Now, the Commerce REST API, or the Crest API, this was API was released in mid-2015, and it was available for partners to be able to do commerce-related activities for their customers. It was used by partners to automate the process of creating and viewing customers, acquiring offers available for customers, placing orders for Office 365 subscriptions or add-ons, or increasing seat limits. It was also for placing orders for Azure subscriptions and resources. It's used primarily in conjunction with the Azure Graph Endpoint API, which it's called the Azure Graph API, Azure Graph Endpoint, but it really is, think of it as the API endpoint for Azure AD. It's allowing us to view users and customers and stuff like that. So in the past with the Crest API, the Crest API didn't give us the ability to, like, say, query all of our customers or delete customers, something like that. We had to use both the Crest API and the Azure AD Graph REST API to do those things. And you'll see how Partner Center actually simplifies this a bit for us. The Crest API, it's available. It's supported today. The release of the Partner Center SDK does not change that support statement at all. If you already have investments that leverage the Crest API, it'll continue to work exactly as is. Nothing's going to change right now, okay? Microsoft will continue to support the Crest API while customers are using it in production. What I would say is that if you're doing new development, if you're doing greenfield development, I would focus primarily or really solely on the Partner Center SDK because it is a superset of what we can do with the Crest API, and it really is the path forward. However, that does not mean that if you have existing applications that you built in investments with the Crest API, you now need to rebuild everything. Number one, everything still works. Number two, if you want to use some of the new stuff, you can combine the two. And I'm going to show you how to do that towards the end of the module. So let's talk a little bit about the Partner Center SDK. The Partner Center SDK, there is a REST API endpoint to it. It is a new API endpoint for customers. And as we've talked about in previous modules of this course, its functionality is in sync with the Partner Center website, addresses common feedback and challenges that we had with the Crest API, some simplification things, and also some new features. It is a superset of the capabilities that we had in the Crest API. So we could do the stuff we did with Crest, and we can do additional things. It's useful also, just because it's a REST API, it's also useful for non-.NET integration projects. So if you're a Java or a PHP or Ruby or Node, whatever application it is, whatever stack you're using, the REST API can be called by anything, right? And its endpoint is at https://api.partnercenter.microsoft.com. We also have a managed API version of this Partner Center API. And what this is that this is simply a managed .NET wrapper. It's a set of libraries that will call the REST API on your behalf. It is going to simplify the authentication process for authenticating with Azure AD and Partner Center. It is also going to make available some key complex scenarios with an object model to expedite the integration and shorten your development cycles. It's going to do that with strongly typed objects and collections. It's going to do that with an abstraction of the REST API, so you don't have to know how to go build up a REST request and handle a response. And it's going to make all the calls to the Partner Center REST API on your behalf. This is available via NuGet. If you go to nuget.org/packages/microsoft.store.partnercenter, that's where you're going to find the NuGet package. And you can also do a search for it inside of Visual Studio, which is what we're going to do in just a moment. All right, So what's new with the Partner Center SDK? Well, we can list all of our customers. We couldn't do that before with the Crest API. We had to use the Graph API for that. We can list all of our available offers. So what different licenses for 365 or Azure are available. We can validate tenant domain name lookup of domain name availability. So in the past, when I wanted to create a new customer, I had to pass in what was the first part of the URL that they were going to use for their tenant domain. So all tenant domains end with onmicrosoft.com. And the first part is the part that you have control over. So if I was, say, Wingtip, I wanted to put in wingtiptoys.onmicrosoft.com. But I had no way to see if that was available beforehand. Now the SDK does do a lookup in Azure AD to see if that directory, if that domain is already in use. So I could do that before trying to create a customer instead of submitting the customer creation request and then handling the error. I can also validate MPN IDs. So my partner center, my partner ID, I can validate that. I can look up partners by name as well. I can raise and I can manage support tickets for the partner. For myself, for the partner. I can't create tickets for customers. I can look at them, but I can't create them. They have to create their own tickets. I can list invoice and invoice details, and I can also get rated usage in one API call. I could have done that in the past. I could do that. Azure contains a billing, some billing APIs that allow me through a REST API to query for rated usage that I've used in my resources. So if I've used up, like, say, how many hours of compute or how many hours of a virtual machine or how many gigabytes of storage have I used? I could see, number one, how many of those units I've used. And then two, I could look at the rated usage API or the rate card API to find out how much it costs. And I could figure out my own spend that I've had so far that month. The Partner Center API has surfaced the rated usage information so that I don't have to go to the Azure API to go find that information. Most of the information I need is going to be available to me right inside the Partner Center SDK. Now, when would you use the Crest API versus using the Partner Center API? The Crest API is available and supported today, as I said previously. If you already have investments that leverage the Crest API, they're continuing to work as is. You don't need to make any changes. You're good to go. You don't need to rewrite your existing Crest API-based projects to use the Partner Center API. Again, everything works just as is. You don't need to change anything. However, if you see some of these new scenarios and you want to add that functionality to your application, you can leverage the Partner Center API with the Crest API-based projects to leverage some of these new capabilities. Now, if that's in the case, if you already have existing investments. If you don't have any existing investments, start with the Partner Center SDK. Start with the REST endpoints for the Partner Center. Start with the managed API. That's great for greenfield projects. They're going to contain a superset of all the stuff that we can do in the Crest API. There's no need to go through and to use some of the stuff in the Partner Center API in our in the Crest API in our new application here. Okay. Now, let's talk about some of the authentication with Partner Center SDK. Now, some of these topics we cover in previous modules when we talked about authentication, but I know not everybody watches a course from start to finish, and you may just be jumping in as an existing Crest API developer and say, what do I have to do to use this? So let me cover some of those topics for a second. The Partner Center API is protected by Azure AD. All HTTP requests must include a valid OAuth2 access token in the header. And the token you get must be a token that's for Partner Center. The way you do that, or the way you authenticate with Partner Center is by passing across in your REST request an authorization HTTP header with the value of bearer and then a base64 encoded version of the access token. So the process is first to authenticate with Azure AD and get a token from Azure AD, and then go to Partner Center and say, I need a token for Partner Center. Here's my Azure AD token that I use to authenticate. All right, and you'll get your token back. Here's what the token looks like. Here's what one of those requests looks like. So here, the first request, it's session number 2 that you see listed there in Fiddler. I have it selected. It's going to log onto windows.net/common/OAuth2/token. Now, before you jump at this and say, I got to do all this stuff. No, if you're using the managed API, the managed SDK does this for you in the Partner Center SDK. If you're using the REST API, then yes, you have to do some of this authentication stuff on your own because you're doing everything by hand. It's the kind of the point of REST is I get to do everything by hand. Now, over on the right-hand side, you see the request. I'm passing across, what do I need a token for? I need it for api.partnercenter.microsoft.com. What application am I using? What Azure AD app am I using here? There's a GUID for that client ID for that app. What's the grant type? I'm using the resource owner password OAuth2 flow. And so grant type equals password. The username and password, I've removed mine and just put in username and password there, but that's what the username and password would be for my user account to log in. And you see at the bottom, I'm getting my access token. So my access token starts with EY. Now, I'm then taking that access token, and actually if I take a look at the token I get back from Partner Center, you can see here, this is what it looks like if I used a JWT decoder. So if I just went to a search engine and typed in JWT decode, it's pronounced JOT, JWT stands for JSON web token, so JSON web token. You see here, here's what the token stands for. So the type of the token at the top is a JOT token. There's the algorithm it used for using the digital signature. So it's the RSA 256. You can see that the intended, the issuer of this token was the Partner Center. You can see some information there, the IAT, NBF, and EXP. That's the number of seconds since January 1st, 1970, that when the token was issued at, when it's not valid before, and it expires at a specific time. You see some other information about the user that logged in here. You see, going all the way down, you even see some other additional information that Partner Center has added about things like it's a reseller. You can see that they have admin privileges, etc. Now, I took the token that I got from Azure AD, and I submitted it over to the Partner Center. And I went to Partner Center's endpoint at api.partnercenter.microsoft.com, and I went to the /generate token endpoint. And what I did is I had to submit, do an HTTP post, and I passed in the client ID that I was using, and I said the grant type is equal to a JOT token. Now, what you don't see there is in the header, I actually passed in the access token and the authorization header to authenticate from Azure AD, and I used the access token that I got in session number 2 above. At the bottom, you can see the token that's returned back. So there's the access token that I got at the bottom there, and that access token is coming from, that access token is the one that we just looked at. Right? Now, we talk about authentication with Partner Center. We have two different ways of doing this. We can authenticate as a user plus app or app only. Again, we covered this in the Azure AD module, but for people who are just jumping in and looking at this, we'll make sure that we covered this for the Crest API module as well. So app plus user, this is ideal when a user is involved. So a user is going to have to give them their username and password and authenticate. Apps are configured with delegated permissions. Delegated permissions means that the app is going to require the user with these permissions to grant the app to act on the user's behalf. Both the user using the app and the app must have those permissions. So, for example, let's say if I had an application that could drive a car. The car can't drive on its own. It has to get a delegated permission from the user to do it to drive on behalf of the user. So I would get in the car, I have that permission, and I grant that car, I give it access, that application, I delegated access to drive the car on my behalf. So both the application has to be able to drive the car, and I have to have permissions to drive the car to grant it that delegated access. The other option is app only. As you see here on the slide, what app only does is it is a deal for a headless solution. So like a daemon or a service, a scheduled service that runs. It is going to require an extra step for what's called pre-consent to grant the app admin access to the app and also to the partner's customer tenants. This is something that can be set either using PowerShell or a much easier way of doing it is using the Partner Center dashboard to onboard the application. The last part you see there on the slide about using the Azure AD graph, that was my reference to PowerShell. So I could use PowerShell to actually call the graph endpoint to add an extra field to it. Now, how do we go about logging in here? So first, I'm going to go look at the authenticating as a user. So in this case here, I'm going to create a new user credential, and then I'm going to create an authentication context using a specific authority. So the authority is going to be the domain of where we're logging into. Is it login.windows.net for Azure AD? So I'm creating a new authentication context. I'm also going to get a reference to the resource ID. What am I going to try? What do I need an access token to log into? So that's the endpoint I'm trying to get to. Now, I'm going to authenticate with Azure AD, and I'm going to do that by saying auth context acquire token async, and I'm going to pass in the resource ID, the app ID, and the user credential. And what that's going to do is it's going to say, let's go log in as this user for this application and tell Azure AD I need an access token for that's intended for this resource ID. Right? So now I have my user token. And then I'm going to go create a new thing called an authentication token, which is coming from Partner Center. And I'm going to pass in the Azure AD token that I just got and specify when it expires. Now, I'm then going to take that token, and I'm going to use that token to call Partner Center and say, I need a user token, or I need an access token that I'm going to generate from a user token. So I give it the ID of the application again that we use at the top, and I'm going to give it the Partner Center token. I'm going to do that by calling Partner Center credentials dot instance dot generate by user credentials and pass in those two values. And that's going to give me an instance of a Partner Center credential. That's for a user. If I'm doing it for an app, then I bypass all the Azure AD stuff and Partner Center is going to do that for me. I'm going to say Partner Center credentials dot instance dot generate by application credentials. I'm going to get the ID. I'm going to get a secret back. I'm going to get the tenant ID back. I'm going to get a login authority, and I'm going to get the Partner Center API resource ID. So each one of these things, I'm not getting these back from Azure AD. I'm actually going to be submitting them to Partner Center and saying, go log in as this app, which is the ID, with this secret. You'll find this app inside of this Azure AD tenant. That's the GUID for my Azure AD tenant. I'm going to log in using this authority, login.windows.net, and I need a token for this specific resource ID. Now, how do I take an existing Crust API application and how do I use the Partner Center API with this application? Well, let's look at how we can do this. I'm first going to take an existing application and I can configure it to use the Partner Center SDK. First, I don't have to do anything to change any of the Crust API code. Everything as is just fine. What I'm going to want to do is add the Partner Center SDK assemblies. I'm going to do that using a NuGet package. I'm also, and that's if I want to use the manage API. I must also obtain an OAuth2 access token to call the Partner Center API. Okay, so I have to go get a token from the Partner Center API using the token that I got from Azure AD to go call the Partner Center and get his token. All right, now, in order to obtain the access token for the Partner Center SDK, I have to first authenticate with Azure AD and get a token for him. Now, that's the same process I did with Crust API. So I should be able just to leverage the same code that I've already written. I'm going to have to create an Azure AD application that's been granted permission to the Partner Center SDK and sign in as that user. I can't use an existing application that worked with Crust API because it's not set up to work with the Partner Center API. I'm then going to call the generate token endpoint on the Partner Center SDK to go get a token from Partner Center that can be used for Partner Center. So I'm going to issue a post. I'm going to include the authorization HTTP request header that includes the AD access token. I'm going to specify the grant type. I'm going to specify the ID for my client app. And then it's going to give me back my OAuth2 access token to talk to Partner Center. So let's see how we can go about doing this. So I have a little demo here I want to show you about taking a Crust API app and using the Partner Center SDK. So I'm going to switch over to my browser here. And let's close all that out and make sure we get a clean instance here. And what I want to do here is if I go to github.partnercentersamples, I have an app here that is based off of this one right here, this commerceapi.net sample, all right? So what I've done, I have a sample that's already done with that. Now, this one is already provided inside of our lab here. So inside of this module, I have this folder here called Demo 01 Crest API. And so I'm going to take this application that I've already pulled down, which is the one that you saw up in GitHub, and I have it listed right here. Now, I got a bunch of red squigglies. Nothing's working because I've got to go pull some NuGet packages down and add some additional stuff. But before we do that, let's go configure the application. So I'm going to open up the app config and take a look at this guy full screen. And what you see here is I have a few different settings here that I can use. I have an app ID, a key, a Microsoft ID, and a default domain. So let's find out where we can get these. So first of all, here you can see my app ID and my key. What these are, this is going to be for my application that's going to go call, it's going to go log in to Partner Center on my behalf. So what I need to do is go over to Partner Center. So let's come over here and let's log in to Partner Center. PartnerCenter.microsoft.com. And I'm going to sign in and let's use our account here. Now that we see that the Partner Center has logged in, I'm going to click on Account Settings and come over here to API. And I'm going to see a app that has already been registered and onboarded. So I know that my app ID is this value right here. That is the 9148. So I'm going to copy that, come over to Visual Studio, and we will paste that in right there. Now, the next thing we need is a key. So if I go back over here to Partner Center and I scroll down to the keys, you will see that we can't actually see any of our existing keys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new key. So I'm going to create a key for 2 years and just say, add the key. You can have as many keys as you want. I'm going to take this key right here and I'm going to copy this and go back over to Visual Studio and paste my key in right here. All right. So far we got the app ID and the key has been pasted in. Now I need is the Microsoft ID. So what this is this is referred to as an account ID, a Microsoft ID, but really what it is it's the ID of the Azure AD tenant for this partner. So I know that I can find that over here inside of my application again under account ID right here. So I'm going to grab account ID and I will copy that and come back over to Visual Studio and paste that in right here. And then last but not least, it wants my default domain. So let's come back over to, again, the API page. And here's my domain right here. So we'll grab that guy, copy him, and we will paste him in right here. Now, you see a little bit farther down, it wants to go with an existing customer. I could fill this in, but in my demo, I'm gonna short circuit the console app so that it doesn't continue on past the code that we're gonna write. I just wanna show you how we can interact with it. So I'm gonna leave this blank. This is not really important. I'll save my changes and get out of full screen. Now, the next thing we're gonna need to do is, we have one more thing we need to do actually, in fact. I need to also add in another key here. So I'm gonna add in a key, and the value of this key is gonna be Partner Center API endpoint, and the value is going to be equal to https://api.partnercenter.microsoft.com. And we'll save our changes. Now, what we're going to do is we have a couple things we need to add. First of all, we're missing this system web helper. So we need to go through and install a few packages here. So I'm going to go manage the NuGet packages. And the first one that I'm going to get, I'm going to search for one called the ASP.NET Web Helpers Library. I'm going to go over here on the browse. So there we go. We'll use this library right here. So this is the Web Helpers Library. So I'm going to grab this guy, and we will install him. And accept the different license prompts that pop up. I'll let it just tear through. It's going to add a bunch of references. Wants to make a change to our web config, and we just say yes. We'll come back over here, and we can now see that our web helpers are now working. That's good. Another thing that I'm going to want to install is something called JSON.NET. In this console app, we're not going to use the SDK's managed API. We're going to use the REST API. And it's a lot easier to work with this by using this one library here called Newtonsoft.json. So I'm going to go ahead and install him as well. And it's going to just pop up a little help or thank you message, which we don't really care about. So we'll go ahead and close that out. And let's minimize this. Now, just to be safe, let's just right-click on our project and make sure that everything builds. So we'll go ahead and right-click it, say build, and everything should build just fine. Now, the next thing we're going to do is I've already have a file here that's going to save us some time from typing. It's this offer catalog partner center API. So what is this going to do? Well, let's add him to our project. So I'm going to go back to my Visual Studio, right click, and let's go to add a new item. I'm going to jump up to the top and grab offer catalog partner center API. And let's open him up and let's see what he does. What he has is a method here for getting offer categories. We couldn't do this with Crest. You see here, I'm creating a new URL that's going to go to our Partner Center endpoint. You can see that by using the whole configuration manager. I'm going to say go to v1/offer categories, and I'm looking for something based on a specific country, right? So I can pass that in. You see I'm passing in my country code up here. Then I'm creating a HTTP request, my REST request. So there's my request. It's an HTTP GET. I want JSON data to come back. I'm specifying a couple values for different headers that are required by the Partner Center endpoint. We'll talk more about what these are later in a later module. And then here I'm also passing in an authorization token. Now this is going to be the token for Partner Center itself. Scroll down a little bit farther and it's just going to write the results out. I come down a little bit farther and I have another one for getting offers. So I can pass in an ID of a category, the country code, and the AD token. And here I'm going to v1/offers for a specific country and a specific category. And here I'm passing those values in. You can see here I'm using the Partner Center REST endpoint. And again, all the same requests to build up the request and process the response. Okay, let's go back over to our reseller file where we're going to do some work. So here inside the reseller, I'm going to add a couple new using statements. We need a using statement for system dot configuration, and I need a using statement for Newtonsoft.json. There we go. Okay, so we got those two set up. Now, I want to go in and I want to go add in a couple new methods to this guy, to our reseller class. So I have those two other methods defined in a file here called reseller.cs. So if I look at him, let's see what he does. We are going to create a new method here called getPartnerCenterAPI_token. It's going to take in an Azure AD token, and it's also going to take in the client ID, and it could optionally take in another Partner Center token, but it's going to default to null. What it's going to do, if I scroll down a little bit here, is it's going to get an API token, passing in our access token and client ID. There's a reference to the access token. It's going to take our access token, get our offset on when it's going to expire, and then it's going to create a new instance of this authorization token, which is coming from a new thing that we're going to build up. Okay? So I scroll down a little bit farther, and you can see there's getting the Partner Center API token. We're going to be going to our generate token endpoint, and we're going to pass in the AD token that we were using before. That is going to go through and give us back the object that we need. So I'm going to grab these two guys that we see here. I'm going to copy both of them and come over into our reseller function here, our reseller class. And I'm going to add them right here. Okay. Now that's done, let's go over to our program.cs file. Inside of this, we're going to need to add in a new variable here, a new public field. So I'm going to say private static authorization token. This one's going to be called the Partner Center API auth token. Let's go authorization token. Okay. Now that we've done that, I then want to scroll down into the try catch block inside of our main after we get an AD token. So where are we getting an AD token here? Let's see where that is. Here we go. There's where we're getting an AD token. So right after that, I want to get a Partner Center API token. So I'm going to do that by saying Partner Center API token equals reseller dot get, and we'll use our Partner Center API token method that we just created, and I'm going to pass in my AD authorization token that you see I'm getting from line 64, and I'm going to pass in the ID of my app. So that's already being pulled out by our existing Crest API app. It's already pulled out using a setting there. All right. Now, the next thing I want to do is to get a list of all the offers, because remember, we couldn't get offers from the Crest API, but we can do it through Partner Center. So the way I'm going to do that is by pasting in some additional code right here. Now, we're going to stop it, our app, right after all of this. So what code are we going to get? So I'm just going to do a quick little copy here of this code and paste it in right here. And now let's take a look at what this does. So we just wrote this code a second ago. Let's go get an API token for Partner Center. And then I'm going to get a list of all offer categories. So let me break these lines up, make it a little bit easier to read. So we'll break that up and that up. Okay. So here, I'm going to go get a list of all of my offer categories. I'm going to do that by calling this new method I just added called getOfferCategories for the United States, and I'm passing in that access token that we created. That's going to call that function that we looked at previously that we added in this file that we added here, this Offer Catalog Partner Center API. Now I've got a list of a bunch of offer categories. What I'm going to do is look at each one of those different items that comes back, and I'm going to go call the same function, the same class we added a second ago, Offer Catalog Partner Center API, get offers. I'm going to pass in the ID of a category for the United States and an access token, and then I'm going to write out how many offers were in. So here's an offer right there. There's a category. How many offers were in that category? A total of that many. And so here, what I should see now when I run this, it should stop at a read line, but we should see a ton of text go flying by in our console app. So why don't I open up Fiddler? And it's capturing a request now, so let's come over here and let's run our app. Now, the way that this works, the way that this console app runs, is that it does have a, you'll see it's gonna tear through a bunch of debug information, and it writes out everything it does when it goes to Azure AD. So when I say yes here and it starts to run, you'll see it's gonna be doing a bunch of logging with Azure AD and getting different tokens, and now it's tearing through all this, all these responses and stuff that you see that are being written out. And it's gonna stop. And after it stops, let's scroll up and let's see what happened here. Let's get past all this. Here we go. So we have farther up. Okay, our buffer just got overrun a little bit here. So we missed a little bit of it. But you can see here, here's detailed offer information coming back from each one of these. Now these are all being written out inside of the offer query that we were making when it ran through each one of these guys. The text that you saw just a second ago here, if I come down at the bottom, doing it for different categories. So these are, you can tell these are our government offers. So we ran it for government offers. I scroll down a little bit farther. At the bottom here, you can see the number of offers in the government category was 29. So that's the text that was being written out. That's the text that was being written out right here. All of these things for getting all the different offers, these offers that were we were fetching, you can see here that it's actually writing out the response that we got. So there's a utility function here that we use to write out the actual response we got back. That's where you saw all of this stuff. That was the actual response we got back. That's the raw JSON that came back. And then it actually printed out each offer individually. So there's a separate function in this method, in this class that actually added all that. If we come over here, let's stop our, come out of full screen mode and stop our app. And you look over here at Fiddler, you can see we made a request over here to Azure AD. So it logged in. Go over and set up the web forms here. You can see there's my client ID and secrets. There's a client credentials. We logged in as a client credential flow. There's my ID that we passed in. There's my secret. Don't worry, I'm going to change the secret after we record this, so don't try and cheat and grab my stuff. Here's the resource that we're actually going to go to. So graph.windows.com. We then used this access token that we got back. So here's our access token right there. Actually, let's just see what's in this token. Let's go grab this, copy him out, and I'm going to go over here to a browser, and I'm going to do a search in browser here. Let's go to, what do I call it? We're going to go to Caleb.net. I know this is a good place to look at decoding JWT tokens. So we'll paste that in. You see it's not valid. That's because it's got this piece in here at the beginning. I can delete all of that. And it decodes it. You can see that the audience was the graph.windows.net. You can see it was issued by this STS. So that's STSWindows.net. That is the STS for my partner center tenant. So that's the GUID of my partner center tenant. Here's the app that we're using. You can see it's not valid before. It was issued at this time. It's not valid before this time. It was expired at this time. You can see that the roles it has right now, it only has directory read access. Where that's what was requested here. And here's the tenant ID. So there's the whole token I got from Azure AD. Come over here to Fiddler. I use that token then to go pass in over here in the header view. I passed in that token right here on when I made a call to the Partner Center endpoint for generate token, and I got back this token. And if we take a look at that token and paste him in up here, you see we get a lot more information here. You see this was actually issued by the Partner Center. You can see some other stuff too, like what role is it? It's an app and it's a reseller. I can scroll down a little bit farther. I can see the actual underlying AD token that we got from Azure AD, right? And we can see that this token is intended for this audience. If I go back over to Fiddler, I take that token, and when I say go get a list of all the categories, I included that token in. And you can see here from the JSON response, here's a list of all the different categories that we got. There's three categories. The first one is enterprise. The second one, small business. And the third one, which is the big long list we saw at the very end, was government. And so you see here that then I went through that for loop and I made a request for first enterprise offers and then small business offers. And finally, I made a request for government offers. If I collapse the entire response, you can see, then sure enough, I did get 29 items back. Okay? So that's just a quick little demo showing how to use a Crest API existing application and how I can add in some stuff to use the Partner Center. So, in this module, this is our module about looking at existing Crest applications and being able to leverage the Partner Center endpoints within existing Crest API-based applications. So we looked at first a little quick review on what the Crest API is. We then looked at what the Partner Center SDK is. We looked at how to authenticate with the Partner Center API for the. We looked at how to authenticate for the Partner Center API, and then we looked at a little interop and how we can actually mix and match the two. All right. So the next module, we'll take a look at some topics involving REST and JSON.